Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We'll be a playoff team once we earn enough wins to become a playoff team. So right now we're a 9-win team, and I don't think 9 wins is going to get you in this year. So we got to do what we can to get enough wins to find a way to get into the tournament.
That was what Ben Johnson had to say on Sunday after the 28-21 loss to Green Bay. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And that's what makes these next four games so crucial. This is the fun part. This is the part where you get to spend your December not just worrying about holiday shopping and such, but also trying to figure out how the Bears and if the Bears are going to make the playoffs. Sunday against Cleveland, Saturday against Green Bay, which I've talked about way too much already. Sunday against San Francisco, that is the Sunday night game that day. And the flex game against Detroit, that is the remaining ledger that the team has. So as we try to figure out how many games it is going to take, Marshall, I think you were the first one who asked the question, how many wins is it going to take? I thought it might take 10. You said 11, so did the head coach.
Oh, no, I looked at the schedule, and the reason why 11 is the number that I landed on, quite frankly, is because I just looked at the quality of teams and how many bad teams there were, and there's kind of a separation that maybe isn't as evident in the AFC and the NFC. When you talk about the teams in the division, the three, of course, that we talk about outside of the Minnesota Vikings, and then you look at the NFC East and
Bears, Packers, Lions.
You look at the NFC East and you see the Eagles and now maybe the Cowboys, but the understanding is there will only be one team to come out of the NFC East.
Which is likely still the Eagles.
And then the NFC West, where you could have three teams come out of that division since Arizona fell off so early and so fast, it could be the Rams, the Seahawks, or the 49ers. And then, of course, the NFC South, it feels like only one of those teams, but largely because they play each other down the stretch, the Carolina Panthers and, of course, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the Bucs, for a minute, look like they might be that upper echelon team, but they've just suffered too many losses over the course of the season to be in that same conversation.
Yeah, the Bucs probably win by default. Tonight, actually, the Atlanta and Tampa Bay game, that's probably going to help us figure this out. Bucks are 7-6. So a quick rundown. You've got the Rams at 10-3, the Packers at 9-3 now, because that's how much of a difference that one game made. 9-3-1 is their record. Philly is 8-5. Tampa is 7-6. Seattle is 10-3. The Niners are 9-4, and then the Bears are 9-4. The Bears are behind the 49ers in the standings because the Niners right now win a tiebreak over Chicago based on best win percentage in conference games. So that does indeed matter. Then it's the Lions, then it's the Panthers. Lions are 8-5, Panthers 7-6, Cowboys at 6-6-1. I am not going to pretend like the Vikings and the Falcons, the 11 and 12, are in the hunt. I'm just not going to do it. My graphic is not going to be as big.
Well, the Falcons have already been technically eliminated from playoff contention. They are.
So there it is.
They're done.
So that makes tonight's game even more there.
Well, and that's the thing. Five teams have already been eliminated. We're down to 10 teams for
Arizona,
seven spots.
Arizona, New Orleans, Washington, and the Giants are already done. And by the way, oddly enough, there is a mathematical chance, albeit low, that the Chiefs could get eliminated on Sunday.
Yeah, that's a real thing. The Chiefs, of course, 6-7. If they lose and get some other teams winning, they would be done because they're already out on a lot of tiebreakers in the AFC.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are.
Winning over the Chargers only incrementally helps their playoff chances. But getting back to the NFC, that was the question. How many teams and how many wins is it going to take for the Bears to make the playoffs? So Ben Johnson was asked about that in connection to our previous segment. Let's take a listen.
We have goals, and we know what's out in front of us. And so it's just that awareness that every game matters. Every game matters. And that's where this week, you know, you go from an emotional rivalry game like we just played. This week is equally important. We need this win. We desperately need this win.
And that's where the desperation meter was created. But he said it. He said a couple more. So he's, I think, is also thinking 11. I think as a team, you probably talk about it because it is a goal you can set. You try to surpass it when you know that you possibly can. But you at least have to understand that that is how you are able to control your own destiny. Kevin Byard spoke yesterday at Halas Hall, and he expanded on that number.
I look at the playoffs the past couple years since they kind of changed the playoff format. Especially with this year with the NFC, it's going to take 11 games to get in my opinion. And with the amount of good, really talented teams in the NFC, you know, 10 wins, I don't think it's going to get it done. I think last year Seattle had 10 wins and didn't get in. I think it's going to be the same thing this year. So I think just understanding that, we're focusing on each week, but that's just the reality of the situation. You know what I mean? We got to go out there and try to continue to stack wins. So starting this week, I don't want to necessarily call it a must win, but we have to make sure we continue stacking wins. So, like Coach said, I mean, having 9 wins is cool, but it's not going to get us in the playoffs. So, we're going to have to get at least 2 wins if we want to get in the playoffs, but I think 3 or 4 to win a division. So, that's what we're focused on. We're just going to focus on this week and then, obviously, Green Bay once Green Bay come.
And the 3 or 4 to win the division is valid talk. I understand this. When we say 11 wins, we're talking about for the Bears to get into the playoffs. Because, of course, in the NFC South or the NFC East, it may not take 11 wins to win the division. But we know this. The Bears are in a division where the Green Bay Packers already have 9 wins, where the Lions right behind them have 8 wins. So when you're talking about getting in as a wild card, when you've got teams already with 10 and 9 wins in the NFC West as well, it's going to take 11 at minimum.
Well, and that's what again makes these games that you didn't necessarily think are that important so much more consequential now. And in that becomes not just taking care of business against the Browns, neutralizing the pass rush and Myles Garrett in a way that you may have not realized is so crucial. Like, you put an importance on it, there's no doubt about that. But that, given how other pass rushers have been successful against this Bears team, that's not to diss the offensive line. That's just to show you that there's a reason teams spend money on them.
Well, I don't even think it's necessarily like a discredit to the offensive line, because when you look at how that line and this quarterback have evolved from the beginning of the season to now, remember Max Crosby and the Raiders? Do you remember how that went?
Not well for the Bears. I mean, they eked out that win 25-24.
And then you look at what happened even earlier against the Detroit Lions, where it's Aiden Hutchinson and crew trying to wreck shop. I mean, Caleb was not as comfortable, whether it was pre-snap, whether it was at the line of scrimmage, whether it was in the pocket, earlier in the season as he is of late. He has been excellent at avoiding sacks, whether that means getting rid of the ball, taking off running, or just being good enough to get rid of the ball quick enough. And when I say get rid of the ball quick enough, that's getting it out on time. Getting rid of the ball, period, is just throwing it away.
Which he does a lot. Like, he will do that a lot. And that is part of, I think, the sack avoidance for him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Max Crosby that day had 5 tackles. 3 of them were for loss. So it was significant. Tyree Wilson had the sack that day. There was only one on Caleb Williams. But you knew what you saw when you saw it. It disrupted the Bears' offense. They couldn't get into a rhythm. They had to find alternative ways of scoring and winning that game. And that's what happened. Williams was 22 of 37 that day for 212 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. That was good for a 73.3 rating. And when you saw what happened against Pittsburgh, for example, we talked about it, the fumble that ended up getting recovered in the end zone. Well, that's not ideal either. So this adds up. The pass rush doesn't always show in the numbers as we've seen, but it shows in how you talk about it and who you're seeing break down a pocket or break down protection. And that's where Myles Garrett, who very much has the sack record in his sights for the single season, that's where he becomes such an issue here when it comes to. There's a factor where you could argue Myles Garrett could take the Bears out of the playoffs if things go the wrong way, and you don't want that to happen.
I mean, the man has a 4-sack game. He has a 5-sack game. A 5-sack game is insane.
That's not real.
It's because... At some point, you have to make an adjustment and be like, okay, somebody else besides Myles Garrett is going to get us beat.
I mean, I'm inventing a new personnel package, if that's the case. I don't know. Like, what's after heavy and jumbo? Is it just everybody? Like, what's the next level of that? You're doing everything you possibly can. You're not getting any yards then, because the only offensive player you have left is your... typically is going to be your quarterback, but you have to find a way to stop it.
You like the idea of a 4 tight end set, though?
I do, actually. What would that be? Because it can't be like 13 personnel, like one running back, 3 tight ends. Is that just 4 personnel? Like, what do you call that? I was joked about calling it 14, but that isn't true.
No, the 4 tight end set. Do they have 4 tight ends on the roster? Or they could just, they'd bring in Theo as the extra tight end.
Yeah, they could report him as eligible like they did a la Ozzy.
Yeah, no, I think even going back to that Max Crosby, he may not have had the sack, but like you remember that interception. You'll never forget that, will you?
Also, the fact that Myles Garrett's 5-sack game was against the Patriots.
It was a long time ago. Drake May has gotten a lot better at taking sacks since that early meeting in the season.
Well, his 4-sack game was against Baltimore.
Was Lamar quarterbacking back then? Also, Lamar's not right, but...
Lamar is not right, and yes, he was quarterbacking.
Huh. It's been a rough year for Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I don't think he's fully healthy.
But for Caleb Williams this week, I think Ben Johnson has done an excellent job. Even going back to last week, I know you want to say Micah Parsons had an impact. Guess what? He's going to have an impact every game. It's just, can you minimize the actual damage that he does? I thought Ben Johnson, Dan Roschar, Caleb Williams, everyone involved did a great job of minimizing the impact that Micah Parsons on the game. That's why at the end of the game, they had a chance to win the game.
Yeah, except, you know, Rashawn Gary was also in his face quite a bit.
Yeah.
Like, that's the problem, is when you've got two, it's kind of like that Tez effect that happened, you know, a couple of years ago. That's when you really start cooking as a defense.
Can we bring the Tez effect back?
Yeah, that would be great. I think it would have helped out in the Packers game.
I was asking for your permission. Can you make a call, make sure they have that Tez effect dialed up? For
he would hang up on me like in negative time.
Oh, I wasn't going to say talk to him. Talk to, you know, Dennis Allen or whoever needs to be told to hit the button that makes the Tez effect turn back on.
Yeah, like just press the easy button, right? Press the Tez effect button.
I missed the easy button.
One of my colleagues used to say that certain teams would press the hard button, where they would just make things harder on themselves.
The Bears used to press the hard button.
100% the Bears would press the hard button. This is Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. We broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Breaking news when we have it on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. You heard our producers earlier, Ray Diaz, Tyler Buterbaugh, Brandon Fryer helps us out as well. You can call us and text us 312-644-6767. We're on YouTube. YouTube 670 The Score is our name on YouTube. And we're on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Our Twitch mob is chatting. They're using emotes. It's a lovely Thursday for it. And our video team is Connor O'Donnell, who helps moderate. We also have Jacob Stutz and Max Curtis, our video team, working on socials for you as well. Coming up next, it is one of the biggest stories in sports. And unfortunately, it is also one of the most tumultuous ones, and one that I think we need to handle carefully, because I don't think it was yesterday. Let's talk about what happened at Michigan with Sharon Moore next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.